Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The house don't fall when the bonds are good. Ooh.
Y98, that was Maren Morris, The Bones, and we're very excited to be joined by sports director from KMOX, the one and only Coach Tom Ackerman.
Yeah! Welcome back, Coach.
How are you? Thank you very much.
You're a busy man. Cardinals winter warm-up was last weekend. This weekend, the St. Louis Blues hosting the NHL All-Star Game. How excited are you?
I'm very excited about it. I think it's a great way to display the city. What a great run the Blues have had and St. Louis has had. The Blues started to play well. They had the Winter Classic, which got everyone's attention. And then they won the Stanley Cup.
They did.
You know, on the way to this, they already had the All-Star Game in place. They renovated Enterprise Center, which you had to do to get an All-Star Game.
Right.
You just had to fix that place up.
How serendipitous, though, that we got the All-Star Game before we even won the Stanley Cup, and now everybody's here in what is right now the best hockey city in the United States.
It is right now. I mean, it's the one that everybody's paying attention to. There's some great ones out there, but right now in the United States, St. Louis is the spot, and I think it's going to be a great celebration of everything St. Louis and hockey, and it just so happens that the Blues are awesome this year.
I mean, yeah.
Leading the Western Conference.
And who all from the Blues is playing in the All-Star Game?
Think about this. You will have a moment in this game where you have three players on the ice, because they do three on three.
Mm-hmm.
You have Binnington in net, O'Reilly and Perron the forwards, Petrangelo the defenseman, all on the ice at the same time. And, oh, by the way, Craig Berube behind the bench.
Wow.
Wow.
That is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
We're
going to talk about some of the other things going on this weekend with the hockey, but let's talk about the Cardinals. We did it last time you were here. The Nolan Arenado rumors have been going on like crazy since last time you were here. We parted ways with Marcelo Ozuna, and a couple other little things happened. Give us an update on what's happened and what you see happening next.
Well, I tried to tell everybody the Cardinals are looking, and they're looking to improve. And right after that, I think the Arenado rumors started to really heat up. Then the Rockies did their best to put him to bed, as Jeff Breidich, their general manager, said that they're not trading Arenado, that he's going to remain a Rocky, that they're moving on. They got a couple of offers, but nothing really came to fruition.
And Arenado said, hold my beer.
An hour later. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
He just tees off on him and says that they've disrespected me. And to the ABC affiliate in Denver, he specifically said Jeff has been disrespectful. So now he's saying, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on between them, my agent, and me, and we'll just leave it at that. So that opens the door again to, are the days numbered for him in Colorado? And is he going somewhere else? And how many teams could actually make a deal for Nolan Arenado? The Cardinals would be one of those. It's complicated, though. He has an opt-out in his deal, which means he could play for only two more years and become a free agent again. If he doesn't, if he rides out the rest of his deal, it's seven more years. So that depends whether you're getting 2 years of him or 7 years of him, what you would give Colorado in return. Then there's the fact that he makes a lot of money, and the Cardinals seem to be pretty much spent on their payroll. So you'd have to take one of your players who makes a lot of money, like a Matt Carpenter or somebody like that, and say, you know, is this a player that you would want? It's very complicated. And you know, the Rockies, of course, want the best prospects from anybody for their franchise player. And the Cardinals don't like dealing away their big prospects. So it's tough, but I think it's still alive. And I think it's something that could linger all the way into the summer.
And you got to think this is a place that's attractive to him, right? We are competitive. Players love playing here. He's got, this is no reason to think he wouldn't want to come here.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think this is like a Giancarlo Stanton situation where he was set on, he wanted to be in New York and play for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. I don't see Arenado that kind of a player. I think he just likes to play the game, wants to be with a winner, wants to be with great teammates. He knows Paul Goldschmidt really well, knows the Cardinals well. And I think that he'd, of course, be an amazing fit. But it would be, it's again, it is going to require some patience, which we just don't have. I mean, we want the Cardinals to have a cleanup hitter now. I mean, we want the great players to come here now. We want in January to know that they're a World Series contender. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals, I think, would be willing to wait until July to see what they have. And then if that one bat remains to push them over the edge, then they pull a deal off then. I think that's possible that you could see it at any time.
So
it's hard. I know we all want something right this minute, but that's not really how it works all the time.
And you're not convinced that with Ozuna gone and the Jose Martinez bat gone as well, that even Arenado aside, that we have to do something by the time the season starts. You're fine with patience, see what the young guys do, make that call midseason.
I'd like to see what the Cardinals have. I would, of course, love to have Arenado now, but that's hard to make happen. Tyler O'Neill has tremendous power. If he played every day, I think he could hit 40 home runs, but he's going to strike out a ton. He's got to figure out how to cut down on those. The other player that is just what a great guy he is and a super talent is Dylan Carlson, but he's only 21. But he is the 10th best prospect, according to Baseball America, in all of baseball.
Wow.
He is a top 10 prospect. He is a legitimate star in the making. So when does he play every day for the Cardinals is the question, because he's not going to come up here and sit on the bench. He will play every single day wherever he is. That's a huge part of this also. And I think he'll have a great spring training and make it difficult for them. I do. I saw him last year in spring training. He is big time.
Yeah.
So, wow.
He is big time.
Wow.
So it's cool. I like it.
And then NHL All-Star Game. Okay. Aside from the game, for, you know, maybe parents who are listening and trying to figure out what to do with their kids, what do you think what are you most excited about happening All-Star Weekend aside from the game itself?
I do think the fanfare at Union Station, because I think that that's the future of the city, is that whole area with Enterprise Center, Union Station, and eventually the MLS Stadium. What they've done at Union Station with the aquarium and the Ferris wheel and the soda fountain and everything else is great, but the NHL has recognized that and they've placed their fanfare right there in the middle of it. So you'll be able to, I think the tickets are about $12, and you can mill about and do different activities, and they'll have autographs, and that's a great way to experience it. You don't need to be at Enterprise Center for the skills competition in the game. That's a very expensive ticket. If you weren't able to get one of those, it's okay. You watch it on TV. But the exciting part will be, you know, you're going to be in a restaurant and an NHL player is going to walk in there, a star or a former player that you recognize. That's the great thing, is that you have so many NHL legends in town and celebrities and people running around experiencing the city. You'll be surprised. And I think that's fun. So experience it. Get downtown. Have some fun with it. The auto show's down here, too. Like, it's going to be a busy weekend to be downtown, and you should embrace that, I think.
And great for St. Louis. People from all over, at least North America, in St. Louis, checking all the things out. So a good look for us.
Yeah, it's a great look. It really is. And, you know, I really feel strong about this. I want you guys to bring it in.
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Of course.
Yeah.
I want you guys to bring it in.
Yeah. Okay, Coach.
You know, St. Louis, there are very few cities in the world that can match what we have. And what we have is a thirst for sports. Sports means more to this city than most cities. And that's the thing you embrace the most, is where we've come. How strong do we feel right now? We have sports fueling us. You know what the best part is, though?
What?
It unites us.
Yeah,
you know, you may wake up and you scroll Facebook and people have different opinions of politics and religion, and everything is sort of dizzying sometimes. No, sports in St. Louis brings us all together. And that's what we're going to show the world in the next few days, that we are a great sports city, but we're also a great city. We also have phenomenal restaurants, and you should check them all and support local. But this is...
Where are you getting paid by the...
Keep going.
It's all about...
Downtown right here. Restaurant week.
You are on display. That's my word to you.
That's Coach Ackerman. Tom Ackerman from KMOX. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
Join us
week.
As Girls on the Run kicks off their spring season.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.